Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. He was a sickly foal which lost his dam when he was 4 months of age. He notched his first career victory on the same day that his sire died. And he bit his trainer on the morning of the Bluegrass Stakes before coming back to win the race later that afternoon. His name was Strike the Gold. Bred by Calumet Farm and foaled at the historic Lexington Nursery on March 21, 1988, Strike the Gold was a chestnut colt which bore a resemblance to his sire, Alidar. His dam, Majestic Gold, had been a stakes winner at Churchill Downs as a two-year-old. Strike the Gold had been a red bag foal and a so-called dummy foal at birth. The former meant that his dam's placenta separated too soon, and the latter meant he suffered from a neurological condition because of a reduction of oxygen to his body tissues. He received oxygen therapy for 3 days and had to be fed through a nasogastric tube. On top of everything else, the colt would lose his mother to the gastrointestinal disorder known as colic when he was just 4 months of age. Despite those difficult beginnings, the Calumet staff remembered Strike the Gold as a fast, strong colt. He could outrun the herd, and he liked to fight, playfully, with the other babies. The staff thought enough of him, in fact, that a groom kept the first set of shoes the colt had ever worn. Calumet sent Strike the Gold to Nick Zito for training, with the understanding that the farm needed to sell the colt. Financial woes were mounting. And so, on September 22, 1990, in Lexington, a deal was made which would see Strike the Gold and six yearlings sold to Zito's clients, Giles Brophy and William Condren, for $2.6 million. A third partner, Joe Cornaccia, would join at a later date. 2 months later, Strike the Gold would win a race for the first time in his career by taking a maiden special weight at Aqueduct by 8.5 lengths. Ironically, the win came just 6 hours after his sire, Alidar, had been euthanized following complications from surgery to repair a broken leg. The following spring, Strike the Gold returned to Lexington to run in the 1991 Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland. Now a three-year-old and facing a field which included reigning champion Juvenile Fly So Free, he would be competing at a racetrack adjacent to the farm on which he had been born. The day would begin at Barn 20 with Strike the Gold biting Zito on the arm. Around 6 o'clock that evening, Zito would be rolling up his sleeve to show reporters that bite mark, commenting that the bite was a playful one, and he would do so while celebrating a victory. Strike the Gold had beaten Fly So Free as well as four other rivals to win the 67th Bluegrass Stakes under jockey Chris Antley. Mike Battaglia with the call.
They're into the turn, no work, all play in front, now a length. On the outside, Fly So Free now moves up, gains ground, also gaining ground, Strike the Gold. Big Courage is fourth. They're moving for the stretch. No work, all play. Fly So Free and Strike the Gold in the center of the track. It's Strike the Gold moving by and getting the lead from Fly So Free. Strike the Gold in the center of the track is drawing away. Fly So Free is second. Then on the inside, that's No Work All Play, but it's Strike the Gold. He's going to win the Bluegrass. Strike the Gold drawing out.
Just as his sire had done 13 years earlier, Strike the Gold had won Keeneland's signature event, and 3 weeks later, he went to Churchill Downs and won the 117th running of the Kentucky Derby. Dave Johnson calls him home.
Strike the Gold on the outside with Chris Antley taking command. Along the inside, Best Pal into the second spot. Main Minister is third. Coming 70 yards to the finish and far away from the rail. Strike the Gold wins the Derby by a length and a half. Under the wire second was Best Pal. Then it was a photograph between the long shot Main Minister and from far back, Green Alligator was in the photo for the show spot. And the time on the board, a slow Derby, 2 minutes and 3 seconds, but Strike the Gold strikes the roses this afternoon.
Strike the Gold's win in the Kentucky Derby marked the ninth time overall and the first time in 23 years that a horse bred by Calumet Farm had won the roses. It was also the first win in the event for both Zito and Antley, as well as for owners Brophy, Condren, and Cornaccia. But the road after the Derby would be a difficult one. It would soon come to light that breeder Calumet Farm was $70 million in debt, and the farm would be put on the auction block in March of 92. Strike the Gold would finish off the board in the Preakness and suffer a loss by a head in the Belmont. he too would be offered at public auction in May of 1992, reportedly to settle a dispute amongst the owners. And the racing world would marvel when 4 days after going through the auction ring, he ended a 12-race winless streak by capturing the Grade 1 Pimlico Special. Retired from racing in June of 1993 and sent to Vinery Stud in Midway, Kentucky for stallion duty the following year, Strike the Gold stood 5 seasons in the U.S. before being sold to Turkish interests. He died in Turkey in December of 2011 at the age of 23 after fracturing a bone in a paddock accident. We remember Strike the Gold, the orphan foal which grew up next to Keeneland and proved that you can go home again and you can return home a winner. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.